Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody out there got some trouble? Anybody out there got some heartache? Me too. Just when you think it can't get any worse, somehow it gets worse. But my friend, hold on. When it feels like I might have a breakdown, I got a friend closer than a brother. Say lay down your burden, your heartache, your hurting. It may not make sense, but here in this mess, I have peace. I have peace. Peace that surpasses understanding. I know life's not out of my hands, but I'll make it through. 'Cause I got a you.
Well, praise the Lord. I love that song, that I have peace. Glory to God. That's what we're studying today. We're studying all week the fruit of the Spirit from chapter 5 of Galatians. And so that song was just touching my heart this morning, that I have peace. You know, sometimes it seems like everybody, and I'm so glad you've joined us, you're committed. But you know, your mind, what is peace? What is it? How can you get it? We're going to share that today. I have my co-host with me today, Miss Sarah. If you greet the wonderful people and open in prayer, please. Miss Sarah? I don't know. I guess we've lost connection with Miss Sarah, but let me open up in prayer. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for there's no one like you. Your peace that passes all understanding. Lord, you are our peace. You are our way. You are everything to us. And so we thank you, Father, right now, as we give our life to you. Father God, I thank you, as it is an honor, Lord, to share your word, your love, your truth. This is truth. It is just not facts. Facts change. But this is truth. It will never change. The word of God never changes. And as we study your peace, Lord, let everyone receive it that's listening to us. In Brazil, India, China, USA, Canada, Rwanda, Kenya, Alaska. Father, I thank you for all their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Miss Sarah, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, finally. I saw you there, but I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on, but I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, we are too. I already told the people, you know, I don't know what all you heard, but we're studying on peace. And if you would, read our first text, the 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
I sure will. So I'm going to read from the Amplified. And verse 23 says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through. That is, separate you from profane and vulgar things, make you pure and whole and undamaged, consecrated to him, set apart for his purpose. And may your spirit and soul and body be kept complete and be found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ."
Ha! Hallelujah. And, you know, that is such a good breakdown of that scripture, because it's talking about the beginning, the very God of peace. So the rest of it, the very God of peace, sanctify, that does mean to set you apart, holy, totally, mm-hmm. and that your whole spirit, mind, and body is preserved until the Lord Jesus. If you let that God of peace take you over, sanctify your life, set you apart from this world. How many times have we heard people say, oh, if I just had peace. You know, what exactly does that mean? What's that mean, sister?
Yeah, so peace, one thing I want to mention here is that peace doesn't mean it's the absence of trouble or the absence of fighting or anything like that. But it's peace with God. Peace, it's a positive type of peace that is also peace with people. And what that might look like is harmony, right? Harmony with you and others. I even think of peace as a form of security and safety. You just feel almost at ease, if that makes sense. That's what I think peace is.
Yes, quiet, restful, tranquil. It's not actually not just sitting laying down and doing nothing. Sometimes that's nice, but just walking in that rest, in that peace with your mind. That's what has to be renewed anyway. Your spirit is brand new. It's perfect. And so how do we get that peace? We eat of the Word of God. In other words, if you're new to Christianity, to the Lord, in other words, read the Word of God. We encourage you to read the book of John. It is so wonderful. It's a book of love. It will bless your heart. Start there. And 2 Thessalonians 3:16, now the Lord of peace himself, give you get it? It's his peace, and he gives to you as a gift, giving you peace always, by all means, no matter what, whatever is happening. The Lord be with you all. What kind of translation do you have, Sarah?
So I've got the New Living Translation right now, and it says, now may the Lord of peace himself give you his peace at all times and in every situation. The Lord be with you all. So very similar to the one that you just read.
Yes, and I did want to share a scripture, hadn't planned, but it's Psalms 119, verse 165, Psalms 119, 165. We could talk for weeks, if not months, on God's peace. The world needs peace. That's why we call our show Great News for Today's World. It is great peace, it says. Great peace have they, which love thy law or thy word. In other words, nothing shall offend them. In other words, nothing shall break you down, shall cause you to stumble, shall cause you to lose it. I have the Common English Bible open here to Psalms 119, 165. It says the people who love your instruction, your word, enjoy peace and lots of it. That's what I want. I want lots of it. That's the fruit of the Spirit, as we've been talking, as we abide in the vine and produce much fruit through abiding in Jesus. What do you think, Sarah?
Yes, I love that verse. There's a translation that uses, instead of peace, they use the word secure. Those who love your law are completely secure. Think about what that means, to be secure, right? Safe. You're covered on all sides, and that's what the Lord does. That's the kind of peace that he brings you, is is security and safety on all sides.
Yes, amen. And so read John 14:27, Miss Sarah.
Mm-hmm. So John 14, and this is verse 27, it says, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift that the world cannot give. So do not be troubled or afraid.
Wow. So let's break that down as we just think about what those words are that Jesus is talking here. And he is saying, let not, don't let it keep a hold of yourself. Don't let it be troubled. Don't let your heart get troubled and your mind. And don't be afraid because I leave you my peace, that tranquility, that rest, that security. Don't. He says, let not your heart be troubled. He gives you peace, not as the world gives, but his peace. And so as we trust him today, we can see all of this because so many people today are just in anger, in hate, and it says that the definition in the Greek is peace is lack of havoc, lack of rage. If you need to get control right now, I just encourage you to call upon Jesus. Call upon Jesus. In John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. If you believe on Jesus that he's talking about earlier, you'll have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. Sure, we all have challenges and trials, but we count it all joy as we go through it. And let that peace secure you. I really like that word, Sarah. That's a good word for that. To give you that peace of security. But take heart. Even though you have trouble, I have overcome the world. That's our Lord Jesus. So take heart. We are overcomers because we are in Christ Jesus. We have his peace. Give us a thought, Sarah, and then we're going to close and pray for people for their peace.
Yeah. So Philippians 4:7 says that this is a peace of God which surpasses all understanding. And you guys, I want you to understand that this peace, it says there in John 14 that it's not from the world. This is a peace that comes from a higher power, a higher place, which is from our God. And it's a perfect peace, so not lacking in any way. So even though the peace doesn't remove the things going on in your life, it's a peace from within, and it will calm you in every circumstance and give you courage and strength for every challenge. And I want to encourage you guys with that.
Yes, it's a good word. A starting prayer, and I will finish in prayer. Please, Sarah.
Yeah. Father, thank you for your peace, Lord. I thank you that even amid everything that we're going through, Lord, you are in the midst of it, God. You're not beside just an onlooker, Lord, but you're in the middle of it. Father, I pray for every listener on this line that you would fill them with your perfect peace. May they become calm in every circumstance and give them strength, God. Give them boldness and courage for every challenge that they face. Lord, and I just thank you for the testimonies that will come of it, Lord.
And Father, I add to that, that yes, as they receive your peace, that passes this world's thinking. People may say that they are crazy, but we keep focused on the Prince of Peace, the God of Peace. Lord, strengthen them. Let them know that you are there with them as you always do. Your love never fails, never leaves us. The peace of God that is not of this earth. Lord, I thank you for these people. As we close now, we give you praise and glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Goodbye,
amen.
Everybody. Bye, Sarah.
Goodbye. Until next time.
Anybody out there got some troubles? Anybody out there got some heartache? Me too. Just when you think it can't get any worse, somehow it gets worse. But my friend, hold on. When it feels like I might have a breakdown, I got a friend closer than a brother. Say lay down your burden, your heartache, your hurting. It may not make sense, but here in this mess, I have peace. Cause I